Welcome to Around Town with me, Rhonda Bellamy. Theater's biggest night, at least in Wilmington, is this Wednesday, March 11th at Thalian Hall. The Wilmington Theater Awards, now in its ninth year, is a pretty big production. We're joined by Star News arts editor John Staton, who co-produces the event with colleague Jeff Heideck.
Wilmington's had such a great theater community for so long. I think we just wanted to kind of shine a light on it, honor it, and just help perpetuate all the great shows that are in this town. And I guess one way to do that is by, you know, having an awards show to show what the best of the year was.
This year, nearly 50 productions by 15 theater companies were eligible. How are nominations handled?
We have two nominating committees, one for play, one for musicals. Also, the theater companies, they all get to weigh in and nominate, you know, their slate of nominees, whether it's from their company or other companies. And that goes into the deliberations that the committees do. And then the third is a public vote where anyone can go on our website and vote.
This year's host is Fracaswell Hyman, who played Troy in Fences, which won Best Play last year. You're also a nominee this year.
I am. I'm nominated for Best Actor for August Wilson's How I Learned What I Learned. And that play is nominated for Best Play along with Jitney, which is also nominated for Best Play. So August Wilson has two nominations.
Have you always been a fan of his canon of work?
I have. And I'm so glad that we're now exploring his canon here in Wilmington and people are getting to see how rich and poetic his language is and how powerful his stories are. And hopefully, you know, by doing all this August Wilson work, we're bringing a more diverse audience to the theaters here in town. So I find that really exciting.
Have you been in theater for most of your life?
You know, I started out in college and I did theater for about 10, 15 years after I got out of college. And then I became a writer and started working in television. And I didn't do theater again until I moved here. It was about a 20 some odd year hiatus from ever being on stage. And then I came back here. Zach Hanner hired me to do Summers at Seabreeze. And it's kind of like I fell in love all over again with my first love. I had no idea there was this huge theater community in Wilmington at the time, so it was a lucky thing to fall into.
If you're just tuning in to WHQR, we're talking about the Wilmington Theater Awards this Wednesday, March 11th at Thalian Hall. The show will include performances from Best Play and Best Musical nominees, and a special honor for Maxwell Page, who will receive the Lela Thompson Award for Enduring Contribution to Wilmington Theater. Maxwell says it's hard to believe he's been part of the theater community for 30 years now.
I just looked up one day and I had all this past behind me and I don't even know when it started. I remember my first show, but I don't actually even remember when that was.
So what was the first show?
Raisin in the Sun. And I think then I was hooked on the camaraderie, the family that develops with each show, and the learning process, because I felt I wanted to be in theater, but I knew I had a lot to learn because I knew nothing. I was tickled to death when I figured out what stage right and stage left was.
Do you consider Driving Miss Daisy your breakout role?
It gave me a lot more notoriety because the show went on. It's the longest running show in Wilmington. It was only three people in the cast, so because so many people saw me, my name became known. So working with Linda Lavin in that show only helped me become a name in Wilmington. Now, not to say that The Full Monty also helped, which was the show I did before I did Driving Miss Daisy.
Maxwell was really the first pure performer. We threw some names out there, and it's like he just felt right. And then as soon as we announced it, just the reaction and the love from the community is like, that let me know if I had any doubt that we made the right decision, because everyone who's worked with Maxwell, you know, loves him and he's given a gift to this community with his performances for decades now. And every time you see him on stage, that's a gift, you know, and I think that as much as anyone, he should be recognized for that.
Such a cool person and a good actor. Somebody that you have to stay on your toes with when you're on stage with him. We've done about three or four plays together now. So I am in awe of Maxwell and I am more than thrilled to be able to be the host when he's getting honored, because he deserves it more than anyone I know.
Again, the 9th annual Star News Wilmington Theater Awards takes place Wednesday, March 11th at Thalian Hall. More information is available at starnews.com and thalianhall.org. Around Town with Rhonda Bellamy is a production of WHQR Public Media. I'm Rhonda Bellamy.